Hello there, science fans. This is Marv Druger with Science on the Radio. Little do we realize how much our body is a home for other living creatures. Most of us also have tiny mites, a fraction of a millimeter, living on our face and in the hair follicles and in sebaceous glands or oil glands. Face mites are tiny, elongated creatures with 8 stubby legs, and there are generally 2 distinct species that inhabit our face, Demodex folliculorum and Demodex brevis. These mites are common in regions near the eyes or nose, such as eyebrows and eyelashes. They generally feed on skin cells and oils. Newborn babies are free of these face mites, but these mites become numerous as we age. They're spread from person to person by close facial contact. Fortunately, these face mites are usually not harmful, and we can go on with our daily lives without noticing them. Another kind of mite associated with humans is the dust mite. These mites are a tiny fraction of a millimeter long, with 8 claw-like legs and body hairs. They don't bite or sting, and they feed on dead skin shed by the body, and also they feed on bacteria, fungi, and pollen. They're more common in homes where the temperature is 75 degrees Fahrenheit or above, and the humidity is above 50%. Accumulation of dust mites and their droppings may trigger allergies or asthma even in some people. It's reassuring to know that these different mites and a host of microorganisms are closely associated with us and that we are not alone in this world. This is Marv Druger with Science on the Radio.
Dr. Marvin Druger is a professor emeritus of biology and science education at Syracuse University. Catch Science on the Radio every Tuesday and Thursday at 9:30 in the evening and Wednesdays and Fridays at 10:30 right here on WAER.